Welcome back to In the Moment. Two Native American tribes in South Dakota continue to defy an order from the governor to remove several travel checkpoints on state and U.S. highways. The tribes say the checkpoints will help track COVID-19 if it starts to spread. Republican Governor Kristi Noem says the state will take legal action. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger takes us to one of the checkpoints.
One of the checkpoints is on U.S. Highway 212 at the boundary of the Cheyenne River Reservation. Four deputized officers wear face masks and yellow vests.
Any fever, cough, fatigue, shortness of breath?
There's a stop sign and cone set up in each of the highway's two lanes. The officers stop vehicles and ask drivers for their name, phone number, and where they're traveling to and from. After about a minute's worth of questions, vehicles pass through.
All right, sir, all good to go.
The state and federal government say tribes do not have the authority to do that on state and federal highways. The Oglala Sioux tribe has similar checkpoints. Harold Frazier is Cheyenne River's tribal chairman. Both Frazier and leaders on Pine Ridge say their checkpoints are designed to aid in coronavirus contact tracing.
I believe that's going to help us contain it a lot easier than what we see is called community spread, where nobody knows where it's come from, et cetera. I feel we have to try something to assist us and kind of keep it minimal as possible. So we feel that this is a good mechanism to do that.
State officials disagree. Governor Kristi Noem says her office has received complaints. While the governor will not provide details of any incidents, Noem says ranchers in the area and the Department of Transportation tell her people are being turned away at checkpoints.
For me, it's a priority that we make sure that if somebody needs an ambulance on a reservation, one can get to them. And I'm not sure of that today with these checkpoints operating the way that they are and with the stories that we've heard.
Chairman Frazier denies the governor's claim and says she should visit a checkpoint and see for herself. In the 1990s, a federal appeals court found that without tribal consent, the state has no jurisdiction over highways running through Indian lands. Frazier says if the state had the legal authority to remove the checkpoints, it would have done so already. Late last month, the Bureau of Indian Affairs said tribes had to consult with the state before setting up checkpoints. A month ago, Governor Noem said the state had been working closely with the Cheyenne River Sioux tribe to allow essential travel and first responders into the reservation. Now, the state says there was no consultation or agreement.
There's all kinds of ironies in this whole deal.
That's Democratic State Senator Troy Heinert. He's Sichangu Lakota, and his district includes the Rosebud Reservation. He's also the minority leader in the State House. He's one of five Native lawmakers, along with State House Democrats, who asked that Governor Noem include to help facilitate communications between the state and tribes.
We know what smallpox in a blanket did to Native communities. We know what the Spanish flu did to communities. We know what tuberculosis did. So that is all relevant and factual. Those kind of histories, those things are still raw in a lot of people's minds. So knowing that should be taken into account when you're going to work with tribes on an issue such as this.
Noem's relationship with tribes in the state is already on shaky ground. Last year, the Oglala Sioux tribe banned the governor from Pine Ridge after an unannounced visit to the reservation to view flood damage. The ban was a response to Noem's support for bills aimed at pipeline demonstrators. Heinert says in the instance of checkpoints, the state is not recognizing the inherent right of tribal sovereignty handed down by treaties, Congress, and the U.S. Supreme Court.
And the other irony is, for numerous years, if you were Indian, you had to have a permit to leave the reservation. And nobody ever complained about that when it was Indians who had to have the permit. But now, once tribal governments are starting to exercise their sovereignty, then all of a sudden it's a huge issue.
Governor Kristi Noem says the state will file a federal lawsuit against the tribes. She has not offered a time frame for such a move, but says she hopes it will bring clarification over who has jurisdiction on roads in the reservations. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.